Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. We'll help you with your small business, whatever you got on your mind, whatever's going on in your stage of business ownership, whether you're starting or growing or divesting. We got something to help you there. You can read, listen, ask questions, watch a video, lots of videos, a new one up too right now. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter as well. My free newsletter will be in your inbox every Sunday afternoon by email. And don't forget to take the poll question. And the poll question this week is about Facebook, so check that out. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He is the chief home officer. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website and all the things that he does, his books, and that he's written on micropreneuring and teleworking and home-based. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us. You know, as you know, Jeff, I was just in Washington this week for Small Business Week with at the U.S. Chamber Small Business Summit, and I got to do something that's one of my favorite things to do. I'd love doing this. I've been doing it for decades.
Running your underwear across the White House.
That's other than that, I call it putting good people with good people.
Right.
I look at these. We had many networking opportunities this week, dozens. And I'd look across the room and I'd see somebody, and then I'd look across and I'd see somebody else and I'd say, that person needs to meet that person, because I just happen to know both what's going on. But I know them, they know me, but they don't know each other. I'd walk over and I'd say, John, come with me. I want you to meet somebody. Hey, John, this is Sue. Sue's in this business. Sue, this is John. He's in this business. You guys need to know each other. And then I would literally walk away.
Right.
I wouldn't stay there. I mean, sometimes maybe I might stay and talk to them for a while, but a lot of times I would just walk away and let them, and I'd look back at 8 minutes, they're still wound up with each other.
Absolutely.
That's networking. Absolutely. Is not just about who can I meet, how can they help me?
Right.
What do you think?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Networking, it's a powerful, and for most small business owners, it's a highly underrated power tool of just brand expansion and betterment of yourself. I mean, certainly networking, you know, I'm fond of saying every time I need to get off my butt out of my cocoon here, my hive in the home office, and get out and meet people, because every time I do, something good happens.
Every time
I meet people.
It never fails.
Even if you don't realize it, you're planting a seed of memory in somebody, whoever it is, or, you know, if it's numerous people, but you take it a step further and you say, for example, what you're saying in the fact, if you go to an event where there are two strangers, people you know, and you're the mm-hmm. connective, you know, the sinew between them, mm-hmm. the synapse between them, and you can connect these two people, not only will they hopefully get something good out of it and have an opportunity to do well and do good together, you know, they might think back and say, hey, it was Jim that put us together. And Jim can always think back and say, I put those guys together. I feel good about that. And I think that's important, because a lot of people, as you said, you go out to network and you say, how many business cards can I come back with, or how many business cards can I give out today? What if you're not involved in a business card exchange? What if you facilitated the exchange of business cards among two friends who did not know each other? I think that's a higher honor and a higher calling than just going out and planting seeds.
And it's similar to when I speak to young people, I tell them to learn how to quote smart people. The only thing that makes you sound smarter than when you say something smart is to quote another smart person. And so, to me, the only thing that puts you on a higher level than putting your own best foot forward and have somebody impressed with you and want to meet you and stay connected with you, the only way you can raise that to another level is to introduce them to somebody else, because you think that connection would be good for them. That is a higher, you talked about the power, that's a higher power, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Two, you know, again, you know, And I'm as guilty as the next guy of when I'm going to leave my home office. You know, I'm a journalist, so I get a lot of offers from publicity people, PR people, business owners. Come down, you know, I'll take you to lunch and let's go do this. Or I was interviewing a guy yesterday who's overseeing the building of an ultra luxury condo on Miami Beach. Come down, I'll take you to the hotel next door. We'll have a wonderful lunch. I'll walk you around. Now, you know, I'm guilty of saying, yeah, one day we'll do that. Do I have any intention of it? Probably not. But, you know, here's a guy for me, has a deep pocket. You know, I could be doing writing for him one day if I just got off my butt and went down and saw the guy. But often we don't. And I think that's
every time I have a chance to go somewhere, like this week, I didn't have to go to Small Business Week. And sometimes when I'm been traveling a lot, Jeff, and I've talked about this before, when I'm traveling a lot, I say, oh, another trip. But I've never, ever once, not one time have I gone to made a trip like that I didn't wind up benefiting from it.
Right.
It's automatic, isn't it?
Right. And I think that's what we have to realize, that, you know, one of the mantras, one of my personal mantras in working from home is if I leave the office, I'm not making money. If I'm not, I don't run a small business where I have teams of people or anybody.
You can't think of it like that, can you?
Absolutely you can. That's what I'm saying is the problem is if I believe that if I leave my office, I don't make money, well, if I leave my office, I also am not marketing.
At some point in time, you got to keep sowing your seeds. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today. Congratulations on Zach again, by the way.
Thank you so much.
His son's graduating from high school and they're going to USC. That's a big accomplishment. Jeffrey will be back. I will be too after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.